WF Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Butcher of Berners Street by Alex Reeve, narrated by Ash Parmigiano. Chapter 1. The two women climbed into the ring and faced each other, as if they were about to dance. Both were wearing long-sleeved buttonless vests, but while one had chosen a long skirt, the other was sporting a pair of linen drawers, belted at the waist. The bell rang, and they grappled for 4, perhaps 5 seconds, until the one wearing the drawers, who was a fearsome specimen indeed, with hands like chuck steaks and features that seemed too large for her face, wrenched the other sideways, sending her off balance. From that point on, the bout's conclusion was inevitable. The soon-to-be victor shook the soon-to-be loser, as if she were emptying a sack of flour, before slamming her down and forcing an arm across her throat, causing the poor woman to go pink and slap the floor in surrender, raising a mist of chalk dust. The winner leapt to her feet, arms aloft, and accepted the scattered, cursory applause of the crowd. "I beat her," she declared in an accent as thick as her forearms. "I beat everyone. I always win." The purple bow she was using to tie back her hair bounced up and down as she jumped. The referee sprang onto the stage, stepping over the prone figure of the defeated. "The Hungarian Lady Vostek is our champion," he bellowed, "all the way from Budapest." I exchanged a look with Constable Pallet, who was standing near the back of the hall, his height giving him a view over the flat caps and occasional bowler. I had suggested to him that he should try to merge into the throng, drinking ale and laying bets, as if his week's rent depended on it. But he was as inconspicuous as a lighthouse. He might as well have been wearing his police uniform. The few who had bothered to gamble on the Hungarian Lady Vostek, at terrible odds of 1-10 on, collected their meagre winnings, while the rest waited for the real match. The lady's bout was little more than a novelty, a diversion, and many of the spectators had missed the excitement completely, taking the opportunity to visit the bar. But the referee had not finished. He was a handsome fellow, with a build that might have made him a wrestler himself, though his pristine face had surely never been pummeled by an elbow or squeezed between a pair of mighty thighs. He drew in his breath and swept an arm across the crowd. "It's time, ladies and gentlemen."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?